This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Lee Ann Monique Cadena. Date of birth, April the 25th, 1981. Case ID number is 618-8671. Date of exam, August the 22nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. A Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information, this is a 42-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of dwarfism and depression slash anxiety. The claimant is presently employed at in a part-time job where she works 2 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She states that she works approximately 15 hours per week. She is presently living in a house with her mother, and she is not receiving disability benefits. The claimant states that she has a hard time getting hired, secondary to being a dwarf. She did finish high school, but has not gone to college. Allegations, number one, dwarfism. Number two, depression slash anxiety. History of allegations, number one, dwarfism. The claimant states that since birth, she was born short. She says because of this, she has difficulty reaching for things and being able to do what other people do. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework and sometimes heavy work, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and she mops and sweeps as well. She states occasionally she has swelling, warmth, and pain and stiffness in her joints. And also pain with the cold, damp weather that she has daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 2 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. Sometimes she states that she has difficulty showering because she has difficulty cleaning her back. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time and has not seen a physician since she was a child. She presently takes Advil 400 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She states that she likes walking indoors, but states that because she is short, she has difficulty getting a job and making friends. Allegation number two, depression slash anxiety. The claimant states that since high school, she has always had depression slash anxiety. But recently in 2022, she started to develop more feelings of a major depression. She states that she has difficulty with insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and decreased focus. She states that she has occasionally thought of suicidal ideation, but never attempted to commit suicide. She is presently on no medications at this time. She does suffer from anger, crying spells, helplessness, sadness, and states that she has never been married. The claimant has gone on to say that she was bullied quite a bit in high school and laughed at. She states that she struggles to reach items, and because of her depression, she's lost approximately 50 pounds within the last year. She does not like to be with other people because people have a tendency to stare at her, although she did finish high school but has not gone to college. Her condition is not being treated at this time, and she has not sought any kind of medical care. Family history. Father died at the age of 55 from a brain aneurysm. Her mother is alive, and she has heart disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and neck pain. Medications, none. Medical problems, dwarfism, anxiety/depression, and panic attacks. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 113 pounds, height 4 feet 6 inches, BP 124/87 mmHg, heart rate 81 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 27. General, this is a ...42-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. Although she is short in stature, she does not appear to be a dwarf. She just appears to be a small woman. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the last page? Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to some depression and mild anxiety, which is not being treated. Probable diagnoses. Number one, dwarfism, dash. The claimant does not appear to have dwarfism. She appears to be a small woman of stature, but normal in appearance. Number two, depression/anxiety, dash. The claimant appears to be depressed, secondary to not being able to find a job. She is living with her mother at this time, and her condition is not being treated, and she may need to seek some medical attention at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Lee Ann Monique Cadena.